You're listening to SBS News.
The Religious Discrimination Bill has been years in the making. It's supposed to protect the freedom of people to practice their religion. But it's only raised fears the bill will empower religious schools to force out gender-diverse students and entrench their ability to discriminate against other religious minorities and people with disabilities. That's the view of Tasmanian MP Bridget Archer.
Nobody should be discriminated against because of their religion, but this bill goes further and beyond protecting somebody's faith. I'm not prepared to stand by and see our state laws eroded to privilege one group over another.
Stephen Jones has similar misgivings. All eyes were on the Labor MP on Tuesday night as he delivered a passionate speech in support of his gender-diverse son and in memory of his nephew, who committed suicide after struggling with his sexuality.
This is about my kids, but it's not. It's about all of our kids. It's about the families of those kids. Every child who's had the courage to swim against the tide just to be who they are.
Mr. Jones told the Parliament they had an opportunity to send a message of love and support to gay and transgender youth.
Are they as loved and cherished and respected as every other kid? Surely we aren't saying to them, it's okay if you're gay, just so long as we don't see it. Surely we can do better than that. At some stage, we have to do better than that.
After the speech, expectations were high that Mr. Jones's sentiments reflected the opposition's commitment to rejecting the bill outright. But after a lengthy caucus meeting, Labor spokesman on legal affairs, Mark Dreyfus, revealed Labor would support the legislation, albeit under strict conditions. Labor MP Peter Khalil has told the ABC the party understands the stakes are high and that pushing for these key amendments to protect against religious vilification is the best way forward.
We're dealing with people's lives here, and I think, you know, we can talk the politics and all the inside beltway stuff, but we're actually dealing with people's lives. You heard Stephen's speech, the effect on families with their kids. This is too important to play politics with. We want to do the right thing.
Party leader Anthony Albanese has told the House of Representatives the amendments are desperately needed to provide moral direction and hope.
This bill, as it stands right now, if it is not amended by either the House or the Senate, will only succeed in driving us apart. Ours is a wonderful country, but there is an even better Australia almost within our grasp. This bill, in its present form, will push it further out of reach.
Yet some Labor supporters have reacted with dismay to Labor's plan to push for changes. Many took to social media accounts to express their disappointment Labor were not rejecting the bill outright, accusing Labor of saying that religious people mattered more than those who did not choose the way that they were born. But others, like Anna Brown from Equality Australia, feel it is a step in the right direction.
The Labor Party today has shown that it's listening to the concerns raised by the community and proposing a way forward that fixes one of our key concerns with the bill and also protecting students from discrimination.
Anna Brown says there is still work to be done to ensure everyone is covered.
But we need the Parliament to go further and ensure that teachers are protected from discrimination and that other problems with the bill that remain are fixed as well.
Meanwhile, the coalition itself remains divided between support and opposition, and it's unclear which way the party will ultimately move. Some coalition MPs have declared their willingness to vote in favour, while others, like Liberal MP Dave Sharma, appear to be on the fence. He told Sky News he has reservations about whether the bill would represent a net gain or take the community a step backwards, but it also represents a promise made a long time ago.
This is an issue that's been spoken about now for 3 or 4 years. When I first ran for the seat of Wentworth, this issue came up and we promised then to address it. So I'm conscious that this is a commitment I have not yet fulfilled.
Finance Minister Simon Birmingham has played down internal tensions. He says the conflict between the moderate and more conservative factions of the party, who either feel it goes too far or not far enough, is not a symptom of deeper problems or a sign the legislation is fatally flawed.
There are still challenging issues, which are why these discussions are taking place, but that's precisely what the Parliament is for. I mean, the fact is, the Liberal and National parties have individuals who come to this place with strong views, and we have structures that allow for a degree of dissent.
Defining freedom of religion and balancing competing needs and values is therefore still a matter of intense debate. If it passes the House of Representatives, it will have to face the Senate. And with mere days left in the sitting parliamentary calendar and opponents of the bill in its current form pushing for changes, time could be running out to settle on an answer that satisfies everyone. Deborah Grawke, SBS News.